one of the many great things that makes Rock Hill great. And
absolutely.
We have a great guy on
yes.
City Council that makes sure that Rock Hill continues to move forward. This is Councilmember John Black. And John, thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, John.
Good morning. Good morning. Glad to be here.
Are you a big Star Wars fan?
Oh, my son, John, he was loving it. So we're all about Star Wars. We have all the movies on Blu-ray and DVD.
No
and,
doubt.
Oh, we have Star Wars.
Watching the director's cut.
Oh, yeah. Well, Anna and Isabella and, you know, other two daughters, we all watch it. So.
Nice.
Yeah, it's pretty
neat. John the Third?
Well, this is complicated.
Okay.
I'm named the Third.
Okay.
But I'm
okay.
technically the Fourth.
Okay.
So I named John the Fourth, but he's technically Fifth. Now, I wanted to name him the Fifth and skip one, but my wife thought that'd be too odd. So we're just keeping the confusion going in the family.
There you go.
This is you're a Black family, really quite instrumental in the beginnings of Rock Hill.
Yeah.
And how neat of that. Do you sort of have that history, or do you sort of just assume it? I mean, is it around you?
No, my grandmother, Ola, she was married to Johnny Black, who was president of Rock Hill National Bank, mm-hmm. and he died at an early age. But she beat into my head at an early age. She was one of my – I looked up to her more than
sure.
about anybody,
mm-hmm.
my grandmother. And she beat that in my head, the history, to be proud, your name means everything, and to give back mm-hmm. to the community and those kind of things. And so we have – Oh, I have an archive of stuff at my house full of family history.
Oh,
and
wow.
different things. So a lot of antiques and things like that.
Is that what kind of encouraged or persuaded you to run for city council a couple years ago?
It is. You know, I always, through high school and college, I always loved the politics and loved mm-hmm. the political stuff. Mm-hmm. But the main reason I wanted it was to serve and give back. I felt connected to Rock Hill, obviously.
Yeah.
Want to see that Rock Hill grows and continues to move forward and progresses, and want to kind of be a part of that. So I ran the first time,
mm-hmm.
and now I'm want to announce that I'm going to run for my third term re-election.
Yay!
Good job! Congratulations!
So family thing, right? So it takes
absolutely.
A lot of time. So I sat down with my wife and my kids, and they all encouraged me to go for it. I'm not going to be around forever. in this realm, but I always say it's not a sprint, it's a marathon.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And when you kind of get in and you see things progressing and things you've been working on for years starting to come to fruition, you kind of want to see it through.
Mm-hmm. You represent the fourth ward in the city, and right. really, what is driving you to do four more years of serving? I guess what you really just said, serving the community.
Yeah. You know, when I first ran, I said I want to do a couple things. One is, make it a business-friendly community and see growth, good growth. And I also wanted to make sure that our priorities were in order and that we were in good financial order. Now, I guess since I've been elected, we've had two upgrades in our budget, and our mm-hmm. city's had two upgrades
mm-hmm.
from Moody's and Standard & Poor's. Mm-hmm. So that's been a very positive. We've made some progression through the budgeting process and doing some things. And then, business friendly, still got some ways to work. I hear conflicting stories on that, but we've done open for business. We've done a lot of things to try to make it easier for businesses to do business in Rock Hill. And it doesn't always go so well, but I do hear a lot of positive things, and that's a continued thing that I want to work on. And those are two big things I want to keep going.
Mm-hmm.
Downtown, another thing, obviously,
sure.
with my family background,
mm-hmm.
part of downtown was part of the area of my great-great-great-grandfather's property that started Rock Hill. I always said that I think that if a city like Atlanta or mm-hmm. Gwinnett County, when it grows and sprawls out, if you don't have a downtown and an identity,
mm-hmm.
you kind of lose who you are.
Sure.
Absolutely.
And, we know that a lot of jobs are in Rock Hill, in Charlotte, people commute from Rock Hill. But, if we have a thriving downtown and all the things we're doing and all the growth we're seeing in our downtown mm-hmm. now, I think we keep our identity,
mm-hmm.
and so.
It's pretty neat when you talk about the festivals and all the extra stuff that we've brought into our area that bring people from out of town
yeah.
to us. Doesn't that contribute to that business growth? Like, hey, I want to go back there, and I want to live and work there.
Absolutely. We're seeing that no more better evidence than
yeah.
in the sports tourism.
Exactly.
I mean, we see people come through for sports reasons, whether it be soccer, softball. Now with all the Riverwalk and the
BMX,
biking.
And Quidditch,
absolutely.
Of course, when it comes to Perry Potter.
Oh, yeah. Listen, U.S. Disc Golf. I mean, one of
yeah.
the best.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
People say, hey, I want to move there. And so not only do we do things very well on a hospitality,
yes.
and a sports tourism
yes.
avenue, but it does make people want to relocate and see the benefits of Rock Hill and the community which they live in, because that's a big part, right? You have a job, but you know, what are you going to do outside of that?
So tell us about Ward 4, what part of the city that represents, and what's the big issue there?
So really, Ward 4 stretches is a wide stretching district. So I go all the way from Eastview Road,
okay,
all the way to Laurel Creek, and I say I'm north of that Herlong corridor,
okay,
right? So I'm the airport all around that area, and you know, our biggest, you know, I think, you know, roads is so much of what we hear. Two things that we have so little control over, that I guess the public has a hard time understanding, is one is roads.
Sure.
You know, some
how many people are going to be on this road today?
Well, and so many roads are handled by the state.
Okay.
And thank goodness, I think that something passed on the roads bill, which we've been needing.
Yep.
And so, you know, they see it as they're in Rock Hill, and then it's Rock Hill's problem. And so we have really started fixing some of the state roads, and there's some legalities there that make it complicated. But for the most part, roads is the big issue always. You know, power, buying power. We're subject to what Duke does and PMPA, our, you know, the Joint Action Committee. So those are issues, trying to keep rates as low as we possibly can.
Do you find that these are the things that you've maybe started working on and you're seeing them come to fruition, like you mentioned?
Roads, you know, roads is one. People might not agree with that. But,
it's a slow process.
It's a marathon, not a sprint. So, you know, when I first got on council, the local, our general fund allocated $300,000 to roads. And that's city-only roads. And so I really pushed, and we're up to about $1.25 million in roads.
Okay.
And that's all, a lot of them are the cul-de-sacs and the small city roads that we're resurfacing and redoing. Now, remember the gas tax, the G fund, I mean the C funds that come back to go to the state and come back to the county to be allocated is where
is
a lot of the
C fund stands for?
So a lot of those funds come back to the county, and the county allocates. We send a list of road projects in that we want, and the county allocates those county and city roads to be redone. But our general budget, from fixing potholes, we have two new pothole trucks.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
It's been very efficient. After pushing, I kept saying, if the state's not going to fix them, let's fix them and bill them. I know the state won't pay us back, but bill them and keep sending them a bill.
Yeah.
And keep a tab. And then, but what they have pushed for is
accountability.
Yeah, that's exactly
Well, through that, what they have done is they've actually struck agreements now where we can go over to their facility and get the materials.
Okay, nice. Great.
So they're supplying some materials, and we're starting to fix some of the state roads.
Squeaky wheel got heard.
Yeah,
that's
so it's a lot of progress, I think, is happening. So Ward 4 is pretty quiet for the most part.
All right. My question is, how is it feeling now that Mayor Eccles will be leaving? Does this have anything to do with you running again? You will feel it sort of keeping the status quo of what you guys have been doing so far when Mayor Eccles steps down?
Yeah, having some stability is good. Maybe I can help train the new mayor. No, but Mayor Eccles has done a fantastic job and served his community well over a number of years. And you know, hey, look, he's got to have some of his life back, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, it'd be interesting. You know, I think there's a cohesion in the council, although we might not always agree. It is a very professional council. And if it wasn't, I probably wouldn't have run again. You know, I think we all are rowing in the same direction.
Yep.
We might not always row at the same speed or agree at how to get there. But when you have a unity and professionalism, it makes working together much easier.
And that's so important, because we have attended some city council meetings and county council meetings in our Tri-County area, and they're usually sometimes not that well cohesive, I guess. And they're very vocal, which is great. I mean, you're very passionate about things, but I do applaud Rock Hill's city council for that. I saw that the big story we did at CN2 about the transit system, about the electric buses. And I know some folks were a little more hesitant than others, and I think it's just some folks think of one thing and you want different ideas and opinions on various issues.
Right. And I'll give you an example of that. So the bus system. So we voted 7-0 to send the request to the federal government for
the grant money. Yes.
Well, to apply for it.
Yeah,
the application. Get feedback.
Yes, sir.
But it was a 4-3 vote to actually go ahead and pass the ordinance to purchase the buses.
Okay.
You know, some of us, We all agree that we need to look into it, but not all of us agree that we need to actually have one vote right that minute to go ahead and purchase them. So You know, the city felt that they wanted all that together. That helped enhance the application. But, you know, some of us wanted to, hey, once we get the feedback from the feds, let's then have another look and have another vote. So it's not always that you're totally against something or that. But anyway, so it was very positive in the same regards. Now, I don't want to, you know, I'm not going to sit here and bash the county today, but in their defense, you got to look at their wide geographic spanning, right? So we have enough diversity in Rock Hill, but when you got somebody from Sharon to Fort Mill to Lake Wylie to wherever it might be, there's a lot of differences there and a lot of different pulling different directions. So I can see where the county will be a little bit more of a challenge in the cohesion probably.
How can people watch? I guess it's on TV when you talk about city council meetings. We can check that out on television. And is there stuff online? People really may say, I don't like something. But then how do they learn about how they can be a part of the vote or at least influencing what your council decides?
Of course, they're always, you know, we're listed on the website. They're always going to reach out to their council person or any council person for that matter and call us and ask or talk to us. But the big thing is transparency with Rock Hill. So their website is fantastic. Yeah. So you can go to cityofrockhill.com and go to transparency. We have our budget, our strategic plan, the progress, how we're doing. So there's a lot of information you can get, and you just got to have the interest enough to go do it.
Do you find positive feedback from people that are doing that?
Yeah, some. Okay. You know, really, more than anything, it's surprising how much I say apathy towards the whole process is.
Probably, yeah. Mm-hmm. When you talk about the 12% vote locally or as far as our federal...
Oh, I know.
Like, where are the people... I hope that they're not calling and complaining, but not voting. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know, I think people are just busy with their lives raising kids. I got four myself, and I'm going all 100 different directions.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. You know, every afternoon. So I think a lot of people are just busy. And they think about it maybe, and then it just escapes them, and they keep going. But it's a challenge getting people involved.
And given today's culture with the elections and politicians, are you at all ever embarrassed to say I'm a politician, or how do you put that? Because we're not like the national, which we see a lot, but even sometimes the state level, it's weird. But politicians do get a bad rap.
Yeah, well, so I'll educate you here a little bit.
Yeah, please, yes.
Your community servants,
okay,
public servants. In the local level, you become a politician, I think, when you go to the state and federal level.
Yeah. Where Kerwood Chapel was always big on that. You never called Kerwood Chapel a politician; he would correct you real quick.
Right,
so
that's right.
That's it.
It is very frustrating, and you see it does turn people off a lot of times, and I know the why sometimes behind it. People are just deeply rooted in what they believe in, and they fight for it, which is good, a good sign, but the average person who just probably doesn't really understand it, it gets kind of ugly.
Well, we're thrilled that you could come and announce that you're running for your third term to the Rock Hill City Council. John Black, thanks so much for all that you've done for our community.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Right now, 9 minutes before 8 o'clock. John, we'll keep watching you on... Is it on Emporium 103?
Yeah, it's on right now. Yeah, we're gonna pop an interview with him, and he'll probably be on again tonight. And then you can, of course, watch all the city council meetings.
Yeah, if you have to
catch
to
up. A day. Yeah, exactly.
9 minutes before 8 o'clock. I'm Freddie Hammer, Lucas McFadden, John Black. Thanks for joining us today.